sit down. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Or down, I don't care. We are not responsible for any lost belongings. Your shit is our shit now. You have made your choices in life. And as you will notice, there are no pearly gates here, so hold on tight and embrace the darker side of life. Cause this ride takes your soul straight down to Hell's Basement.
What? Oh my god, are you shitting me?
Oh, fuck.
Welcome everyone to Hell's Basement. I'm Ryan, I'm here with Brady.
What's up?
Shane.
Yeah, fuck off, Ryan.
And Jenna.
Hey.
This week, we're going to play a game that we thought of the end of last episode. We're going to call it Secret Satan.
This
game...
That sounded pretty cool.
It did, didn't it? So, this game, we... At the end of last episode, we all wrote down our own names, put them in a cup, and we each drew a name. We got somebody else's name. We wrote down a movie that we wanted that other person to watch. So, and none of us know who picked that movie for us.
Okay. I mean, I know.
I think mine
was pretty obvious.
I think Brady does know. So, Brady, let's start us off. Go ahead. What was your Secret Satan movie?
My Secret Satan movie was Unfriended, Dark Web, the sequel to the 2014 film Unfriended. And am I saying who I think did it?
I think you should say.
It was Ryan.
It was me.
Only because you pestered me to watch it. Not pestered, but like you're like, you should check this movie out.
This was a good way for me to guarantee that you would watch it.
And that was the whole reason all this started.
Yeah, it was.
And it was pretty fucking terrible. Just kidding. Actually, it was really good.
Real quick here, too. This section of the podcast will be spoiler free. So,
all I got to say.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah. Yep. So that way we'll encourage people to watch these movies. So we won't spoil things. We'll just go over a little bit of what it was about.
Yeah, so the premise of this movie, and just to... lay this out. The whole movie takes place like in a chat window. Like you're looking at a laptop monitor of like a Skype call. I'm almost positive it is Skype.
Yeah,
so product placement there. But the premise is a guy boosts a laptop from a coffee shop. It's a lot nicer than his old rig. He has like a game night with a bunch of friends. Come to find out there's some third party involved in this boosted laptop and just all kinds of fuckery goes about. It's pretty suspenseful. I think that this would probably be a little annoying for some people who, with just the constraint of there being just, with it being just in that format. But, I mean, I played a lot of video games that kind of share a similar format to where, like, you're just staring at, like,
right.
Something like that.
And I feel like if you're a person that hates like any kind of found footage movie, you're probably not going to like this.
Because
that's kind of what it is. It's kind of like sort of a found footage movie.
Yeah.
So if you're not a fan
found
of...
Found footage is in like Paranormal Activity.
Right, Blair Witch.
And there's no cinematography.
I'm telling you, it's webcam. Like that shit.
This is the kind of movie, though, that gets under my skin. Because this one bothered me, man. That's why... Because I know you're a real techie guy. I know you're into this kind of shit, so that's why I really wanted you to watch it.
Technology scares me.
Well, I just know that you're into this stuff a lot. And, man, this movie, it got under my skin. Like, it bugged me. Like, for a couple days, I was like, fuck. I have a pet cube upstairs watching my animals when I'm not here, and I, like, was, like, wanting to put, like, fucking duct tape on that motherfucker.
Oh, no, that thing's definitely plotting your death.
I know. Man, it fucking bothered me.
See,
I have one, too.
Yeah.
It's also plotting your death. I did see the original. This was much better than the first one, for sure. The storyline pulled me in. Yeah, so Unfriended, Dark Web 2018, definitely worth a watch. Unless, like Ryan said, you are not into, like, handycam, found footage type of thing. It was good. It's good.
Yeah. All right, Shane, what was your Secret Satan movie?
Okay, so I had to watch Don't Leave Home, and the director is Michael Tolley. It's a 2018 film, and I liked it. Maybe I shouldn't say I liked it. It's like, it was like half and half for me. I thought it was really good acting, and I loved it took place in Ireland. And they put like all the Irish stuff. They had like Irish theme music throughout, like spooky Irish music. And I thought that was really cool. But it just wasn't like super intense, which is kind of what I like to look for a lot in horror. But I like the whole plot behind it was really cool. So it starts out like a guy is painting his daughter in a garden with the Virgin Mary. And the next day, his daughter disappears and she also disappears in the painting. Hmm. And then a writer becomes obsessed with these this isn't the first time this happened, these disappearances. So okay. That's kind of the basics of it. It's really interesting. Like, the plot is really, you know, creative, I think. It just, the only thing I didn't have was, like, that intense, like, oh, fuck me feeling in it. I don't know. It was pretty good, though. And I'm going to say that was Brady. Did you give that one to me?
That is incorrect.
Ooh, oh, shit.
Damn.
So who gave it to you?
Nah, but gotta be John.
No, it was Ryan.
Oh, really?
No. Was it you?
No, it wasn't.
Ryan,
it had to
be you. Ryan actually gave us all the movies.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, I actually somehow grabbed all of the papers.
Yeah, I really thought I had it figured out, too. Look at that.
Well, so I didn't want to pick a movie that would give me away, so I went a whole different route. I haven't seen that movie, and I kind of wanted to.
Oh, you haven't even watched it?
No. I was like, well, I'll see if Shane likes it.
I guess that wasn't part of the rules.
So I'm using you as my test.
This is going to be Jenna's whole thing. Like, she's like, this looks like a movie. Yeah. I'm going to test this out. I don't know if it's going to be shitty or not. So, yeah.
Well, this retard, you can try.
Yeah, so thanks.
I would try it. Actually, it's better for, like, someone who's not into the super horror. It's like, I don't know. I feel like your kids could watch it with you. It's one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Hmm. Oh, damn. So we had a wrong pick. I was wondering if we were going to do that or not. Oh,
here's me getting all cocky thinking I had it.
Maybe we can insert like the whole like...
Everybody gets to punch me in the fucking mouth.
Okay, Jenna, what was your secret Satan film?
So I had Jaws.
Oh, Jaws.
And it was in 1975. And before I even go into the movie, I knew it was Brady. I knew from the start. First of all, because nobody gave a date for which Jaws, and magically the date I needed showed up on how I watched the movie.
Uh-huh.
So
Was it Brady?
No.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. I didn't think it was. That's great.
Gotcha, fucker.
So, wait a minute. But I'm the last one to go. Wait, no, I'm not. Wait, yes, I am. No, I'm not.
No.
You're the last one.
Yeah, I'm the last one.
So it was you.
Oh, wow. You caught onto that one.
Super sleuth over here.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We had two wrong ones. Damn. So did you like it?
So I did actually like it. For being an older movie, I kind of went into it already like, this is going to look fake. And the shark attack scenes are actually really good. There is a lot of a plot line there, like character development.
Yeah, it's a lot longer than you think.
I know. It's like a over 2-hour movie. So thanks for that.
Oh, yeah. Like it's on the water. Actually, the reason I chose it, though, is because I was thinking, I was like, what movie can I pick where, like, the whole plot is an animal dying?
Well, to be fair, more people die than animals die.
Yeah, but the idea was to kill the animal, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I thought it was Brady because I complained a lot of time about the ocean, how I'm actually afraid of sharks around our in-law side of the family, so I thought maybe that's why. But a dog did die within the first, like, half an hour too, so that did piss me off.
That's how you know the movie's gonna be at least okay.
Jesus.
No, but I mean, some of the scenes I wanted to fast forward through. I did have those moments where they're just on the water waiting.
Yeah, I can see where you get bored with it, but
the actual shark attack scenes were good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that one. That's cool. Because you're not really into old movies, but it's cool. It's cool to hear that you say that you kind of liked it.
Yeah. It's like creative horror. You know, it's something different anyway.
Yeah.
I said we go to the in-laws at some point this summer, get Brady's projector and watch a sequel while floating in their pool.
Yes. Maybe well, what's that?
That sounds fun, except we won't be there.
A movie about underwater creatures too. And it was like something with a piranha. Or piranhas?
Like Piranha?
The movie Piranha?
The movie Piranha?
Piranha 3D?
It's like a fucking comedy kind of...
Are you talking about the newest, the Piranha 3D one?
I know I didn't watch 3D with her. It might have been the first one, though.
Like from the 80s, 70s, 80s?
No. The Piranha 3D is the second one. Or no. Piranha 3D. There might be a third one. I don't fucking know. There's a lot of them. They're all fucking
stupid. Well, anyways, that one, I mean, I feel like the gore of the attack scenes were a lot more intense than that, but it was obviously probably a newer one.
Yeah.
So for being 1975, I feel I was very happy with it.
Cool. It's good to hear.
All right, you dumb fucking bitch.
So my movie was Slither from 2006. And I had trouble deciding who it was, honestly, between Shane and Brady. And I thought it was Brady.
That is correct.
Liar. Yeah. I'm serious. I did think it was tough because I was like, it was either Shane or Brian. I knew you wouldn't pick this one.
But you hate snakes, so why wouldn't someone pick it?
There's no snakes.
There's no snakes in it.
Oh, really?
No. I don't know why it's called Slither, except for the slugs. I guess that's probably why.
Probably.
Yes, you're going to have to tell me about this then.
Well, it's a horror com. It is funny. And it's very gory.
Wait, it's a comedy?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a brutal horror movie.
No, okay. Dude. It's like
the gore's there.
The gore is insane on this movie. Like really cool. It was a fun one.
It's definitely like a what I consider like a cult classic. It's got its own like niche.
And like Michael Rooker is one of the main characters from Merle from The Walking Dead. So yeah, he's awesome as shit. I'm not a huge fan of like space anything like that related, but that's kind of how this all started. But it doesn't really go back to the space element that much. So it was just cool. Like basically, like all these people just get infected with this fucking slug shit. It just goes from there. Like I don't want to spoil anything, but it's just a fun movie. Like in the gore, there's this one particular scene where like they goes like and he cuts him like in half. And like, dude, it is insane. The gore will like they fucking just split this person in half and like all of his fucking organs just roll out. It was awesome. Yeah,
it's the only DVD that I hadn't brought over because I had that one in the collection, but I didn't want to give myself away.
Yeah, I don't
know. Do you have it? You mind if I borrow it?
Not at all.
Yeah, I bought it too. So yeah, it was pretty cool though. I liked it, but I had a feeling that was Brady though, especially after the conversation last week with like the horror com shit like that. I was like, that was him.
You're a popular guy here. All three of us.
Everybody thought it was you.
I think I won Secret Satan.
You did. Win Secret Satan.
You won.
What do I win?
Absolutely nothing.
So this week we watched the 2007 movie Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat!
This is the one night that all sorts of things roam free. Sorry. All these traditions.
Wait.
Oh, what?
You're supposed to keep it lit.
Why?
Ain't your tradition?
Putting on costumes.
I look like I'm five.
You look great.
What did we do now?
We meet our dicks.
Jack-o'-lanterns.
Why are we here?
To pay our respects to the dead?
The Halloween school bus massacre.
They started to protect us, but...
What in God's name are you doing down there?
Hiding bodies?
Nowadays, no one really cares.
This one's still lit.
What is that?
It's them.
Oh my God.
And the director is Michael Dougherty, and the person that decided to pick that was Ryan. So go ahead, bitch, explain that one to us.
Okay.
Why'd you pick it?
So the reason I picked this one is pretty obvious to probably everyone that I'm obsessed with Halloween. No secret there.
Really? So.
Yes.
I wish everyone could get a visual of the basement right now.
Yeah, visual of I basically keep my basement three quarters decorated for Halloween all year long.
I'm looking at a pumpkin right now.
Yeah, you're looking at a lit up pumpkin right now.
It's plastic.
Yeah. I
yeah,
have,
you faker.
Yeah. So I mean that's obvious. That's pretty much why I picked this movie. The other reason is because it's so well put together. To do all like basically four or five different people in different timelines and everything like that, and to like intertwine them all like that. And I just thought it was so cool how it all went together. Probably could be confusing for some people, but man, Jenna's looking at me like, yeah,
was she looking at you because you were looking at her?
Yeah, but
it could be confusing for some people.
Yeah,
yeah, but she could have a visual of that too.
Yeah, but the holiday itself gives me a great amount of joy, so this movie itself gives me. You know, I just love it. I absolutely just love this movie. So,
Ryan gives Halloween two big boners.
Yeah, like two big hard wieners.
Two big.
It. All right, Brace. So what'd you think of it?
I thought it was good.
Jenna, what'd you think of it?
No, I thought it was really good. Anytime that you get, I love it when they, like you said, they bring all these
the
different stories together.
Kind of.
Right, and they all come together and little ways, you know, it might not be super obvious in certain ways, but there'll be just a moment in a scene where they just kind of like nod to it, like, okay, yeah, that was happening that time. Favorite part. Oh, man. My favorite part is probably also going to be like the worst part. And that's when, fuck is his name?
You want me to go through the characters Sam. Real quick?
Sam. But go ahead. Rifle through the characters.
I'm not going to go through the actors, their real name. I'm just going to go through like what the characters are in case people haven't seen this in a while. Sam is the infamous trick-or-treater with the burlap sack on his face. Emma and Henry are the couple from the opening scene. She hates Halloween. He loves it. Principal Stephen Wilkins, he's a serial killer, also the fake vampire that tries to kill Lori. Billy is Stephen's son. That kid's funny. Charlie, he's the fat kid that knocks over all the jack-o'-lanterns and steals all the candy. Mr. Krieg, he's the old man. And you later find out that he's the bus driver. So Lori, she's the virgin werewolf.
Or Sookie off of True Blood.
Sookie.
Danielle is Lori's sister. Rhonda is the awesome nerdy girl that loves Halloween. And Macy, Schrader, and Sarah are the mean fucking stupid kids who try and pull the prank on Rhonda. So that's just kind of a rundown of that way. If somebody hasn't watched this movie in a while, you know, those are who we're going to talk about. So
Sam.
Sam.
Sam was creepy as shit through the whole movie.
Yeah, he was.
Except for the whole fight scene with him magically changing size of his body when he's fighting Brian Cox, where like he's obviously a child or a little person. Through the whole movie, but then when he jumped on his back and he's on the ceiling, like, that's a grown ass fucking person in pajamas that they just like tried to make it look like he was little. Like, it was, I only liked it because it was so much different. Everything in the movie was like perfect. Like, it was so good. And I part of me wishes that they did not put it in there. They didn't do it the way they did, but that's the most memorable part for me is just because
the fight scene with him and
Mr. Yeah. Greg. Yeah. It just, it was, and when he pulls that screen and, but, aside from that fight scene, like during it when he reveals his face, that was pretty good special effects. You know, like his the costume work is really well.
Dude, when he slit Mr. Krieg's fucking Achilles tendon, oh my god! Oh,
straight up.
Oh shit!
Oh,
it was hot.
Oh, Pet Cemetery. Pet Cemetery there with Herman Munster.
Yeah, that was one of those ones where I was like, ooh, yeah.
I have a second favorite part, but I'll wait till everybody's done in case nobody picks it. But I have a feeling Shane's gonna pick it.
All right, no. All right, Shane, what was yours? Probably not. What was your favorite part?
All right, so I needed to clarify this for everyone who doesn't know. So I hate Ryan with a burning fucking passion. Everything about him, every single goddamn thing.
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear when like I say your name at the beginning and you say "fuck off, Ryan." I think that kind of gives a good
indication. Well, I didn't know. Well, I can't just assume people know that.
Well, the thing that like. That our listeners don't see, and frankly, that you don't see, is like anytime that we're in here, you leave the room, he's definitely rubbing the rim of your thing on his asshole.
Yes, your beard. Yeah. Perfect. That's why it smells
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, so good thing your sinus is. No. No, but.
This is a brown nut ale. This is delicious.
Well, it was an IPA.
That being said, this is where me and you definitely click because obviously I fucking love this holiday too, and this movie was absolutely awesome. Yeah. I love everything about it. Even though, like, I know we're going to talk about how it's not, like, there's just seems like there's a little bit of comedy in it. I think that goes into what we were talking about last week, how there's just, like, certain genres of horror. I just feel like that's that genre, and that's what, I don't know, I just thought it was awesome. But my favorite part, I'm going to have to say, is whenever they get to the fucking bonfire scene, they all start turning into werewolves. I love that, because I didn't see it coming, like, not at all.
Well, real quick.
Not what I thought you were going to say, but definitely some real, a unique
werewolf transition.
Yeah. They're very, very unique. Just where they're just like shedding their skin, not like bursting out of their skin, but literally just fucking ripping it off. Like
last Sunday he came over and I was like, dude, do you want to watch?
Yeah, we actually,
and he was like, yeah, let's do it. Literally. The motherfucker was like on the edge of his seat and he was like, dude, they're witches. And I was like, just keep watching, dude. He's like, they're fucking werewolves. It was great. It was awesome. Yeah, that's an awesome scene.
Jenna.
Jenna.
So Jenna, what's your favorite scene?
Well, now I feel like I have to lie, because honestly, I was going to talk about Sam, and I was like, shit, Brady talked about Sam.
No, be honest.
Yeah, but, and then Jay, I was going to talk about the werewolves, because I've always liked, like, 30 Days a Night and, like, Lost Boys type shit, so I really thought that was cool. And I'm like, well, shit, Shane talked
about that. We'll get into all that. What was your favorite?
But I think I'll go ahead and talk about a different part of Sam. So I kind of like, and this is kind of just my whole mind process, but I really thought of Sam as like this really sweet little guy, and honestly, even when he's screaming, they took the sack off of his head, I thought he was adorable.
Yeah.
And so I love the bus of all of the kids, and I love the how that storyline really plays out, because it's really kind of about Sam getting revenge for the ugliness in this world, and I like that.
Wow.
Sam just wants you to obey Halloween rules.
That's the story. That's the way I saw it, but I mean...
That's basically... That's all Sam cares about. Is as long as you do not break the rules of Halloween, he lets you go, man. He's cool.
He's kind of like the Beast. He's like, the broken are the clean, or whatever the fuck he says.
Yeah, yeah. He just wants everybody to follow the rules. And if you do, he's cool.
Yeah, like whenever Rhonda came up from the elevator after all the kids got murdered, just kind of hanging out. I was like, oh, hey.
Well, right. Okay. Well, getting into that, that was my favorite part, because I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for like kids like Rhonda, because she's a little different. You know what I mean? She's a little different. She's just obsessed with Halloween, and like these fucking asshole kids just want to make fun of her. You know, like the whole point of their fucking thing was to just pick on her. And I just love when she gets, you know, she gets in there and she gets taken down the fucking bottom of the rock quarry. And they fucking pull the prank on her, and she's crying like Sarah. Like, I feel so sad at that part. Like, I'm just like, God, man, damn it. And then when she gets in that fucking elevator or whatever you want to call it to get back to the top of the quarry, and the actual bus people are about to kill these kids, and she's just like,
later,
she's
bitches.
Like, later, motherfuckers. And she's just like, yeah, and I like this. It's like revenge, you know?
I'm willing to bet since they did, there's that announcement of Trick or Treat 2. I bet you she comes back.
Older. Yoda helps. I love Rhonda. She's my favorite character. There's so many good scenes, though. What about the opening scene with Henry and Emma? Like, it reminds me of, like, my wife is very accepting of how much I like Halloween. And, like, she just let me do my thing. Like, she doesn't harass me like Emma did to Henry. And I felt bad for Henry. I was like, damn it, man, this guy just likes Halloween. And she's just like, it's just fucking stupid. You know, she just hates it, you know. And just
all I can think was, like, what kind of asshole is, like, before the night's even over, it's like, let's clean this shit up.
Right, like, the fucking...
kids are still trick-or-treating.
Yeah, the holiday's not even over. She's like, my mom's coming over, so you're gonna have to clean this shit up, you know? It's like, what the fuck, you know? This poor guy. But, hey, fucking, he wins in the end, she dies, so...
No, I don't know if he really won. He was supposed to get some pussy, but it didn't really work out in his favor. He could have got some head, I guess, if he really wanted to.
Well, yeah, I guess he could have. Maybe he did. They never did show.
Alright, so, the scene about with the little fat kid.
Charlie.
When he starts puking, it was just...
The blood chocolate.
yeah. Just,
it was kind of gross.
Oh, big time. Big time. And, like, the kid, like... Because it'd been long enough to where I didn't remember exactly... I remembered a lot of certain key points, but I didn't remember that he had planned that out. The principal, you know, he's sitting there, he's puking, and he's like, oh, shit, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he poisoned this stuff. And then he picks him up. He's like, all right, he's dragging his ass and he's still puking. I was like, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
But so that kid there, I've only ever seen in one other movie, and that was Bad Santa.
Oh.
So, yeah, that kid was in Bad Santa. And so I guess he's sort of typecasted for holiday movies, yeah.
But that whole scene factored. There, well, the first time I watched it, like, they got me because with Wilkins, the principal Wilkins, you know, it's fucking Billy, his son Billy. You know, first he fucking obviously kills Charlie with poisoning the candy. Then, you know, he drags him in the house. And, you know, then you don't see it. So he's going down. He goes in his backyard to go and fucking bury him, you know, in his fucking hole with his fucking mass grave that he's got, you know, in his backyard. And his son, Billy's just like, Dad, I'm back home from trick-or-treating. He's like, Billy, keep quiet. He's like, go watch Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown's an asshole. It's cracked me up. But it just kind of, like, goes to show that, like, he's like, still a dad, but, it, you know, he's a fucking...
But a terrible dad?
He's a murderer, yeah.
I feel like he's a pretty good dad.
He's a good dad.
He's just terrible to
fucking other people.
But, I mean, like, he did leave all those fucking poisons just laying out. Like,
I'm sure he had a fucking... He said, you know, Billy, don't eat this candy. I kind of poisoned it for the other kids. It did get me, though, when he goes downstairs when Billy keeps saying, you got to help me with the eyes, you know? And he goes downstairs and that fucking knife and it's just like, and it sticks. And I'm like, oh my God, he's fucking killed his son. Jesus.
Well, yeah, they made that part kind of fucky, though. They wanted you to believe that because he's hiding the knife behind his back the whole time. So for what? I did. But like, it's one of those things to where.
Why did he do it if he knows it?
Yeah, right. I
know what you're going to say.
It's nothing more than just a fuck with the Watcher. Like, it doesn't lie.
Yeah, that was all us. Yeah. I'm not going to try and cover that up.
Maybe that's what dude owns a knife.
Right, long story short, this whole movie's fucking garbage because of that one moment.
Because he hides a knife behind his back.
Yeah.
Maybe because he's a serial killer, that's why he does it. It's automatic reaction.
I guess so.
Get a knife, goes behind your back.
Thanks, guy. I like that.
Or if you trip and fall... You don't want to fall on it.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that too. Yeah, now we're Brady.
I've got nothing. That all checks out.
You love this movie again.
I'm back on track.
He's back on the dick.
I'm back on the dick. I'm back on that trick or treat dick. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I never got off that dick.
Full of so many surprises, and I think that's why I really liked it, is because I had no idea. It's definitely one you have to watch twice.
Yeah. So let's get into that, because when I said about the confusion part, you gave me that look. So we'll just ramble on a little bit on what you thought was like, because you only watched it once, because I can see where you thought it was a little confusing.
Well, so for starters, at first I tried to connect all the stories, and then I stopped trying. So then when they come back together, it was almost too late to realize, like, oh, that's what happened. And some of them, I mean, maybe they do connect more, but the one, like, that dad and the son, that's strictly just the bus driver's neighbor, right? And that's the only way those two connect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the werewolf girls, I still have a hard time connecting them.
Well, I think it's, if I can. It's not so much that they have a connection to each other. It's more so like a timeline connection in the same area.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like...
So not all five are connected.
When he was going in the house and his neighbor's like, oh, help me, so-and-so. He's like, oh, fuck you, old man. And then you don't know what's happening at that point in the movie, why he's at that window. But you get an idea that something's going to be coming up. And then you kind of get the other side of that story. But there's no connection, I think, between...
No, the personal connection. Literally the only personal connections are between Mr. Krieg, which is the old man, and Mr. Wilkins. Their conversation... And then Mr. Wilkins, when he turns into the fake vampire, he puts the teeth in and he tries to kill Lori, which is the virgin werewolf girl.
Sam watches, literally, bus driver drive the kids to their death, right?
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck about that.
I'm literally making this beautiful. Like, Sam gives a big fuck about that, and that's why he wanted to kill him.
If you have a trick-or-treater at your doorstep and you don't give them candy, Sam's going to fuck you up. That's what Sam cares about.
Wow, this a lot more beautiful than it was supposed
to be. Right, yeah, you sure
did. Yeah.
I wasn't going to bring that up when you said that at the beginning because I thought it was really great that you said it. But, like, when he kills Spike, the dog, because Spike chased the trick-or-treaters out. He was going to kill Mr. Krieg. And do you know why he didn't kill Mr. Krieg?
No.
Because when Sam went to stab him, okay, when he stabbed Mr. Krieg, he stabbed a piece of candy and he pulled the candy out. And unintentionally, Mr. Krieg gave him candy, as trick or treating. So Sam's like,
"Fuck." Yeah, he's almost like a robot running off of a strict set of rules.
The pure spirit of Halloween.
He is.
Yeah.
You don't break the fucking rules of Halloween.
And if you want to get real specific about it, all right, you ready?
I'm ready.
So his name is Sam.
Okay.
Do you want me to say the quote that Rhonda says?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
So Rhonda, when she
Refresh me. Rhonda is the nerdy, cool girl.
Yeah. I'm always going to refer to her as nerdy and cool because she is so fucking cool. Her quote, when she's walking, when they're taking her to pull the prank on her, when her and that boy are traveling to the rock quarry, he says to her, boy, you must really like Halloween because she has all those jack-o'-lanterns carved. She's like, oh, you mean Samhain, also known as All Hallows Eve, also known as Halloween. Predating Christianity, the Celtic holiday was celebrated on the night between autumn and winter, when the barrier between the living and the dead was thinnest and often involved rituals that included human sacrifice. He just looks at her like, what the fuck? And she's just like, I like your eye patch.
And right there, if that doesn't right there explain the importance of vaccinating your children so they could possibly get autism and just ramble off these random facts. I mean, that right there.
I love her. If I could guarantee to have a kid like that, I would.
All right. So that fact, though, where she said Samhain, So okay. It's spelled
Samhain.
So Samhain is how like a lot of people pronounce it because they don't know it's you're supposed to say Samhain. So there's Sam's
that's
name.
Why that's where that's why from. His name's Sam.
Oh, I love Sam so much right now.
But let's get into that because man, the history of trick or treating and Halloween is fucking amazing. And I know a little bit, but I know Shane fucking did some serious research. So let's get
throw
into
it down.
Of that.
Oh God,
school no. us.
So my serious research besides you know doing the normal getting online and looking up, I did read a book. Well, the majority of the book is called Halloween: The History of America's Darkest Holiday by David Scowl. And that's for an avid reader, which is not myself. So he does great in going into the history of it, but like he's an avid writer, so he uses words that I'm way too dumb for. But give you a little breakdown. So like Ryan said, it was started in Ireland about 2,000 years ago, and like he said, it was called Samhain. And the reason that they started Halloween, and they started on November 1st because it's like. It's the what they called it is where the crops started dying, basically. So their crops started dying. It's like it's also how they look as it's I don't know how to explain it, like the portal between the living and right. the dead is the most thin.
Right. The light and the dark half of the year.
They mentioned that in the movie, right?
Yeah, they were preparing for the dark half. So they would you know, this is the time where you harvest all your crops, you kill all your animals. I don't know, we don't like that, but that's the shit that they did to prepare for the time of the year where you're fucked. Things die. You know what I mean? That's just how it happens.
Yeah. So, and then they had these, like he was just saying, there's these, the priests, they were called druids, and they're the ones that kind of held these bonfires, and they burned the crops and the animals. And while they burned them, the people dressed up and they did a bunch of fucking crazy dances and shit. And like that's kind of the beginning of it all. And then after that, the Romans, you know, this is going a little bit deep, but like the Romans came and they kind of, like fucked them all up and they took over, but they kind of adopted some of the Celts practices. So they kept a lot of the, you know, the dressing up and things like that.
Right. Because the Catholics were just like, we'll just keep this shit, but it's our shit now. Yeah. Basically.
They well, were like, the Catholic yeah. priests, they did their best to try to get rid of the darkness and try to make it, but you know, it never happened.
Right.
It never
so they just
them.
Slowly kind of adapted to it and made it theirs.
Yeah, but
what a bunch of fucks.
Hey, you said it, not me.
But you know, that's going pretty far back as far as the Romans and all that. But if you keep going, eventually, basically the point of me saying that is the tradition stuck up until, you know, we're still in Ireland. Ireland had you guys know about the potato famine that kind of drove.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm totally kidding. I'm fucking with you.
Well, like, you know, the big famine that drove a bunch of Irish over to America. And that's kind of where the beginning of Halloween for America started.
What year was that ish?
The 1846.
Man.
For real?
For real.
Okay.
Yeah, trick or treating in America is really not the actual
trick or treating is from the 1920s and the 1950s.
I was gonna say,
that's when that started.
Trick or treating as we know it is really not that old at all.
See,
like at all.
I bought my old house and I was hoping to kind of like dig around and find like some old ass scary fucking paper mache masks and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Instead, I just found a bunch of fucking bats living in my attic.
they dressed up
everything.
Yeah. You know, they dressed
the bats.
Up,
they no, they just
no, no, the bats dressed. Did you see the research about like I don't remember the time period, but that people would go door to door searching for like soul cakes.
Yeah.
Soul cakes.
Well, that was the beginning of, you know, that was kind of the beginning of trick or treating. Yeah.
Right.
The treat being these soul cakes.
Yeah. Right. They were basically looking for food. So they would come up and they would sing a song or something like
right.
that.
And beg for soul cakes, and people would give them treats for singing because they were fucking hungry. You know what I mean?
So wait, soul cakes is like a placeholder for any kind of treat, or a soul cake, like something I can look up a recipe.
No, no, it was literally, it's a recipe. It's a real bland cake.
Fucking yeah. Betty Crocker's.
It's probably
no?
not good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But that's kind of how it started, though. And then it got to the point where...
Well, it escalated because I guess it happened in Canada. Basically, kids were being fucking assholes and started fucking shit up.
Canadian kids?
I know.
Is that that book right there?
It's not... You want to read it?
No. Throw that fucker away. That ain't true. Canadians... Yeah.
Canadians are great people.
It's the only mean thing they ever did. But anyway, yeah, the kids were, I guess, little assholes. And the kid, you know, people were like, hey, what if we give you candy? Will that calm you down? And
no,
that's kind of how it all started.
Wait. So a bunch of hyper little fuckheads, they're like, later, take some candy, calm down. And it worked?
Basically, yeah, because they were hyper, as in, like, breaking windows, lighting shit on fire.
Holy cow. There's a certain woman that, I don't know if you know her name or not, I can't remember it, but there's a certain lady that sort of did that, like, kids were being fucking assholes, destroying her garden and shit like that, and she eventually started having, like, this kind of, like, a party sort of thing, and, like, all the kids ended up being good, and it all kind of worked out.
I should have wrote it down.
So kind of like what our aunt did for us. Give us Tony's pizza and donuts, and then we were really good.
Yeah, how about it? Yeah.
Like Sam. Oh, by the way, Sam would love your gram on Halloween.
Oh, because she gives out.
Yeah, she gives out lots of candy.
She's to the like book. She's
okay. 500 kids a year.
Thinking about that, how fucking cool would it be if our downtown did a party like that?
Ooh. What is the? Did anybody look up the town that this is in? And they had this big festival. Ohio. Is it a real thing?
I don't know. I don't know. If it is, we need to go.
Like, especially if it's in Ohio, we can easily go.
Dude, that party is cool as shit, man. Like, how cool? Just roll downtown and like dress up and just have like a
killing
giant
people,
Halloween
laying
party.
Them across, yeah, laying them in the alleys, like,
yeah, literally, Mr. Wilkins killed a girl and laid her out on the fucking bench, and nobody even knew about it.
I mean, if we take it to the borough like that, I really don't think they'd be for it.
I think they'd be down.
I think we should go around and talk about. Do you got more to say on this subject? I mean, I'm sure we do, but I'm just interested now that we're diving into the whole Halloween thing. Is like we've had a lot of Halloweens. I've had more than you guys, but I want to know what some of your some of the best costumes you guys wore for Halloween.
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, when I was a little kid, I loved Halloween, but I was really like a really shy kid, and I didn't really like trick or treating. Like, I didn't like going to people's houses and stuff like that. Like, I was just too nervous.
So you're making it for lost time now?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm like, okay, all those years combine them to now, and I'm just gonna go insane. But I really didn't have that many like costumes when I was a kid. I remember being like a cool vampire once and like shit like that. But
you mean like a cool vampire like with like sunglasses?
Yeah.
That's a vampire. Yeah. Well, that motherfucker's cool.
Yeah, vampire. That's cool. I had a cool snapback on. No. But and then like in recent year, like just recently, a couple years ago, I was Negan from The Walking Dead.
Oh yeah.
And then like this past Halloween, I just dressed up as like a demonic priest. But yeah, that was pretty much.
That's the coolest thing you did.
Like I said, I didn't really dress up a lot when I was younger. So yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? I got a great story about it.
I don't have a great story, but I was Harry Potter. That was like, that was my, it sounds pretty cheesy, but uh-huh. I fucking love Harry Potter. You know, I know. But it was like my most customized costume, I guess.
Oh, like at home, you made it yourself. You pieced it together.
Well, my mom made it. I didn't make it.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I do have to give a shout out to Shane's fiance Katie. Like, she made this sweet costume for her daughter Ava, and like she made this Pennywise costume, dude.
Oh really?
Yeah, like out of like curtains and shit, man.
Yeah, it curtains. She went and bought face paint, dude. It was like,
it was awesome.
$5.
It was awesome. Yeah, the little kid looked awesome, man.
Oh, I want to see this.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Pictures?
I got pictures.
So, okay,
it was really cool.
Okay, well, let me tell you about. Sometime in middle school, I couldn't tell you the exact grade, but this was right around that time to where like people around my age, like maybe you go trick or treating, maybe you didn't. I was definitely one of those kids that trick or treated probably well past the age I should have.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fine. I wish I did that.
Well, so I was waiting for the bus, and I thought, and I'm dressed up as the Crow.
The Crow?
Oh, sweet.
Like,
oh,
sick.
Like,
that's cool.
Brandon Lee.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
that's cool.
So, you think it's cool, but hold on.
I seriously almost did that this year. I almost dressed up as Brandon Lee this year.
So, I'm in, like, face paint. I got, like, the long jacket on.
Yeah, it's a cool costume.
I'm ready. I'm standing out there for the bus, and I see the bus roll up, and I'm like, I could see the kids in the windows, and guess what? Not a single motherfucker. Well, no, there was one other kid on this fucking bus that is dressed up for Halloween. I'm like, oh, Christ. Here we go.
I'm going to get my ass kicked today.
No, I wasn't ever worried about that. But, like, I get on the bus and I'm like, well, I guess I'll go sit next to this kid dressed as a fucking banana or whatever he was. So I was like, all these kids are obviously just, like, dogging on us in the back. And I'm just like, all I do is just fucking stare at my shoes. But that was, like, my whole, like, school day, just, like, walking around school like an asshole dressed up as a fucking crow. Because it's not like it's, like, a plastic mask where you're just like, well, okay, I'll just take this off. Problem solved. It's like,
You painted it on.
Yeah, it's, oh man, tragic, but I'm glad it happened because it's such a terribly awesome memory.
Yeah, that's funny.
Come on, Jenna, you have to have a good one.
You're a huge Halloween fan.
I mean, I know I'm a huge Halloween fan, but honestly,
you're kind of like me.
Well, yeah, and I think it might be a part where we grew up. Like, we just would go to our family members' houses and usually not even on Halloween. And most of the time, I have a pretty big dance background where I've danced my entire life, and I just repurpose a dance costume. Like, I never really went above and beyond. But the funniest one is I didn't even mean to dress up for Halloween, but I showed up to the in-laws' house to be there when the girls went trick-or-treating, the nieces. And I showed up and I looked identical to my mother-in-law. Like, we had the same type of glasses on, the same flannel, the same leggings.
And you're like, I'm Carol.
We have picture proof, and it freaked out my husband because I looked a little bit too much like his mom that night.
Do you get much trick-or-treaters here?
No, that's what sucks, man. Like, people like you, you get lucky. I'm sure you get a lot. But
but I got kids, so I'm not home. I have somebody handing out candy at my house.
But that's almost more fun because then you get to like experience it all.
Well, I think it's awesome. It is. But when I lived in Niagara Falls before I had kids, I loved handing out candy to little kids. And there was you guys ever see Foster's Imaginary Friends? I forget what it's called. It's a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Okay. Well, this kid was dressed as Max.
Okay.
Okay. And me and Emily were handing out candy, and this kid comes up. We're like, hey, it's Max. This kid's eyes lit up, and the dad's like, you just made his night. He says, nobody knew who he was, but you guys are the only people who knew who he was. And like that right there, like, I'll probably never forget that. Like that kid's face, just like, he was, you know, he's happy he's getting candy, but as soon as we called him out on being Max, he's like, boom, like his whole night was made.
I have a little story to feed off of that. Like, you asked me if I had any trick or treaters. I really don't get a lot, man. Like, I get like, our niece, Ava, and like a couple other random kids. But there's this one kid that I've lived here for like probably 3 or 4 Halloweens now. This one little kid, he comes every year, and he's a neighbor from somewhere real close to me. I don't know what house he lives in, but every year he's a real shy kid. Like, he doesn't talk. He reminds me like a lot of myself when I was a little kid. I always decorate outside. Like, I decorate pretty. I'm that guy in my neighborhood that goes over the top where they're like, well, this motherfucker is weird. You know what I mean? So, and like every year, and that's why I always make sure that when it's our night to trick or treat night in our town, I always stay here because I know that kid's going to come at least for now. I'm sure a couple more years he's going to be done, but he always comes up and he always has his thing, and he is trick or treat Ben. And he doesn't ever say it, but his mom, like, whenever I give him candy, his mom will always say to me, every time we drive by your house, he just lights up and goes, man, oh, how cool is it? Look how cool that house. Like, he loves the shit that I put out.
You know you're going to go out every year for one reason for that kid.
Right, man. Like, it just makes me feel really good. And, like, after that first year hearing that, and now that the kid comes, like, I make sure every year that we're here I just want that kid to come every year. Like, it just makes me feel good knowing that I made somebody's day. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, I guess we don't get a lot, but the couple that we get, it's enough for me, I guess.
That's how it's going to be for me. I just moved here like, you know, not that long ago, so we didn't have any decorations or anything, but we just spent, I don't know, right after Halloween, everything goes on sale.
Yep.
So we probably, between me and my awesome fiance, we probably spent like $350 on decorations.
Which translates to about like $900 if you would have bought it.
Yeah, we're ready for next year. Fuck, I actually just like bought more decorations literally this past weekend.
Fuck yeah.
I'm fucking stacked.
I'm putting a black art, like not like a real one, but like as close to real as you can get with it being a reasonable price. A black iron rod fence out in front of my house.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, I mean, I already got that old Victorian.
Yeah, you know. Dude, your house is already cool looking.
All right, so I'm hoping this year to get kind of... I don't have the funds for it, but one thing I do have is a shit ton of access to free wood. So yeah, I'm probably going to do a bunch of, like... There's going to be a lot of tombstones and shit, so...
Do you get any, like, where you're at? Or you haven't been a Halloween there yet, have you?
Well, no. I had my first Halloween there just recently, this past Halloween. And honestly, I didn't even know when Trick or Treat was, because I kind of thought maybe where we grew up, where there's not really an exact date.
No, everybody just comes like all 3 days or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was getting ready, and you guys, if you recall, I feel like I'm always sick. I was sick that day when I had the party, and it happened to be the same night. So thankfully, I was already dressed up, all my decor was on, and I went a little crazy buying, of course, too. And I wasn't prepared for any kids. Well, let me tell you, kids go freaking insane. I didn't have my front porch light on, if I had my back porch light on for the dogs, they were like climbing my fence to get on my porch.
That's awesome.
Get to the light.
And they're knocking on my side door, and I have to go out the front door and say, come around front. Yeah. So,
you fucked up, man. You didn't have your front porch light
so
on.
Now I'm going to be prepared next year because I've never had an experience like that. So it was kind of cool.
All right. Well, That was great. A lot of Halloween fun memories, but let's get back to the real trick or treating here in the movie. Ryan, you have anything else to say about this? This is your movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool subtle comments about Lori, Danielle, and the other two girls about them being werewolves, and you didn't really realize it. And that's where, like Jenna said before, like a second watch, a second, third, fourth watch, you really pick up on a lot of little comments, like when they're in the dressing room. The one, I can't remember which one, but one of them says about how they got sick the last year, and they're like, yeah, I ate a lot of Mexican. And you think, like, she ate a lot of Mexican food, where she probably ate, like, a Mexican person, you know what I mean? Because she's
I didn't even remember that. That's good.
Oh, a Mexican person. I gotcha.
And then, like, the little Red Riding Hood costume, like, for her first time, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, that's werewolf related. There's a part where Danielle will say, Mom always said that she was the runt of the litter. Like little things like that that you don't really pick up on until you're like, oh, they basically all but tell you that they're fucking werewolves. You know what I mean? And then did you guys pick up on the Halloween school bus massacre part where Rhonda and all of the kids are about to go down to the rock quarry? Did you hear the werewolves howling?
Yeah.
And Rhonda was like, oh, werewolves. Like, that was literally that. Like, that was them. Like, that was that part. Like, that's the cool shit.
That was the one little part that tied those two together.
Right. Yeah, right. And then, like, that's the cool shit about this movie, that, like, a lot of that shit, like, it, like I said, it's not personal, really. That some of it's personal, but a lot of it's not. But it's just the town. The town and the time is all intertwined. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
Because at the very end of the movie, when Rhonda's walking back home,
that's traumatized.
When,
go on.
Right, right. That's when, like, the werewolf girls are in the car, and then, like, they, like, I'm gonna stop, and then they, like, basically stop right in front of Henry and, I forget the other girl's name, Emma's house, and then across the street is Mr. Krieg. It's just cool how the movie is so, like, I just really like how he did it, man. I just like how it's all connected together.
And no pumpkins were harmed in the making of the film.
No, they were all fake. They were fake pumpkins.
This wasn't called out anywhere, but I looked up, what's the director's name?
Michael Dougherty.
He was born on October 28th.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, he's...
He's got it in.
He's a Halloween baby, man.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm jealous.
Yeah. I'm October 14th, so, I mean, I'm right in there.
Oh,
that's why I love Halloween. I've always thrown... Well, not always, but I used to throw these huge Halloween / birthday parties. I mean, it was like a two-in-one thing. Yeah. They're pretty sick. That's really cool. I used to be really fucking cool. Now I'm recording podcasts in the basement.
This is what we've become.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Was anybody else really fucking shocked when it was Principal Wilkins when Lori revealed it wasn't Lori, it was the other girl that revealed the mask?
100%, because that...
You were shocked?
Yeah, because they made the dude off to seem really fucking suave, and then he pulls off his mask as this big fucking goober.
And you're like, it's Principal Wilkins!
Yeah, I thought it was
Principal Wilkins!
I thought it was another part of the story, like they were adding something else on, but now it was just cleaning it up, basically.
they couldn't cast another guy for it. So
and the only thing that made me feel bad was, like, towards the end, when, like, Billy's still giving out candy, I'm like, ah, man. And, like, I actually felt like Mr. Wilkins was a good dad.
That's
dead.
That's all the more reason for him to grow up to be a bigger psychopath. That's a good thing.
True. Like, he can use that as his background. To, like, when he does finally get arrested, he'll be like, well, my dad died at a young age.
Oh, you're stabbing that kid Charlie's face, though.
Fuck Charlie. He fucking destroyed Halloween. Hey, here's the thing, man.
It was going to happen.
Listen.
If it wasn't them, it was going to be Sam,
man. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. If it wasn't him, he was going to die regardless.
It would have been great if there was, like, a standoff where, like, Sam just, like, walks into the middle of the street and he's like, what's up, you little bitch? And then, like, he just pulls off. He's like,
that's the cool part.
To smash this fucking pumpkin kid?
And yeah, that's the cool part. Sam is always, like, supervising. He's always like, don't fuck up, motherfucker. You know what I mean? He's always in the background, you know?
Yeah, that's why Brian Cox there is like, oh, and now Kennedy Kid's, like, all fucked up. Like, I got it for the rest of the night.
Yeah. It's kind of sad, though, because he, like, kind of, he made the turnaround in the end, but then he still gets fucked up no matter what.
I mean, who here has that kind of fucking medical supplies in their house where, like, I'm just saying, that was a shit ton of gauze. Yeah. Like,
What'd you guys think of the end scene when all the school bus mask? Okay, let me backtrack a little bit. What did you guys think of actually the school bus massacre scene where, you know, they backtrack and say that all the parents went together?
Okay.
And basically,
I guess I was a little confused. Was he going to poison the kids?
The part was to drive them off of the edge.
But he wasn't supposed to be on the bus.
Because
they were all, okay, that makes sense. He was chaining them in.
I interpreted as he was just going to give them candy to be fucking nice.
Right, and then that
that's
one,
how I interpret.
And then that one kid gets up and he's like, fucking, pancakes, pancakes.
Yeah, throw back to Cabin Fever. No, but did you notice that kid during that scene, he was like 1407, 1409. 1411 or whatever right. The numbers were, because he's done that same route like right. 1,000 times, so right. He knows the route, so he's like he's counting house numbers
and he's kicking the fuck out,
he's counting house numbers, and yeah. All of a sudden they take a wrong turn, he's like wrong way, you know, we're not going the right way, you know, that's the mentality of somebody obviously with
do you think that if they did have if she was not inside that elevator, I'm talking about Rhonda,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that those kids would have fucked with her, because I mean she kind of would have like fit in with their group, I guess. As far as like, I mean, she was autistic or something. Did they say outright? Yeah, they did.
Well, they called her Rhonda the retard.
Right. And then and then the one guy and the kid corrects her, says she's not retarded. She has autism or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with her. She's just fucking weird.
I took it as those kids are just assholes. I might be wrong. She might have some kind of medical condition. I'm not sure. I took it as they were just dickhead kids. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I could be wrong. But that kind of says something too about, obviously I'm not a parent. I don't ever plan on being one, but if you have a child with some kind of condition like that, like it was just kind of weird seeing that all of those parents got together.
That, right, there's enough of these parents who are just like,
yeah, they were like, hey, man, we'll give you fucking cash. You kill them all, man. Like,
how do you get to that conversation? Is there like a support group for these parents? Like parents who yeah. have like this, like, well, you know, what are you guys doing? Like, well, yeah, you know, I got to make sure I wash the shirts 3 times and put the, you know, fold them in a certain yeah. way. And like somebody leans over like, you ever think about paying somebody to fucking kill your kid?
They're just like, no, have you?
No. Right. Like, how does that conversation start?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's, I mean, they'll give you fucking $50 in a bus driver's pocket.
I mean, and coming from somebody who isn't real sensitive about that stuff, like, it was kind of a weird scene where, like, he's going back, making sure all their fucking seat belts were latched in.
And he was doing a good job.
Yeah, man.
Well, he seemed really remorseful.
Yeah.
Like, it had to be a shit ton of money, because this dude obviously did not want to kill these kids.
Yeah, and I won't.
Well, never mind. He looked at him in the mirror like he wanted to fucking kill him. But then when he's handing out candy, he's like, oh man, these are just kids.
And I love this movie to death, and I hate to even bring this up, but Shane brought up a good point that day. He's like, what about the kid that escaped? Where is he?
What kid escaped?
Well, the kid that actually drove the bus. The kid that drove the bus. Obviously, the bus driver, Mr. Krieg, escaped because he wasn't latched in. Well, the kid that drove the bus off, he wasn't latched in also.
Now I got to go back and watch and look at the masks and see if they line up.
Yeah, like when I was watching, I was like, ooh, I wonder if that's fucking, what's his name, Ryan?
I'm not sure, man.
Did he have a name?
No. I was thinking he was going to grow up to be the fucking psycho.
Oh,
the principal.
Wilkins.
Yeah, Wilkins. Okay. I thought maybe that would be Wilkins in the future. You know, that was just my guess.
Yeah, Shane was trying to put it together with something, and I couldn't answer that.
That's just how I do, you know. Play with the movie whenever you watch it, but you know, obviously.
Yeah, any listeners here want to do the homework for us, let us know.
Yeah, if anybody finds that out, let us know. But
comment down in this comment section, smash that like button, blah blah blah. Fuck off.
But like I thought that was kind of a cool little thing that he brought up. Like, wonder if he did escape. Like, wonder what happened to that guy. Or did he just, you know, obviously he had some kind of medical condition. Maybe he just drowned with the rest of them. I mean, I don't know. So
that retard can't swim.
Yeah, all right, so we're ready to get into the ratings then?
Ratings.
Out of 100.
Okay.
Ryan, you start. This is your movie, so what do you think, man?
Man, I'm going to give this one a 93, only because I fucking love it. That's why. That's it, man. I love
93.
It.
Why not 100? There has to be a reason why. What don't you like about it, Ryan?
There's little things.
Go ahead. Tell us why you hate this movie.
There's got to be... Fuck you.
Okay. What was yours?
93.
I'll give it 92. I liked it a lot, but I don't think I liked it quite as much as Ryan. Just a scotch less than Ryan.
Scotch. I love that word.
Yeah. A 92.
That makes me feel nice coming from you.
Firm 92.
It makes you feel good. I'm proud of that.
Take it.
What about you, Shane?
I give it 100 out of 100, so obviously I like it more than you.
Holy shit, he does.
All right, that's a dickhead move, in all honesty.
93.1.
Yeah, 93.1. I'm totally stealing that. I like it just a little bit more than you, Ryan.
Jenna?
I probably have to give it a 90. I was definitely sick. Happy with it.
Ooh, this is the highest rated.
That's good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check the charts. Oh, we didn't write this
ding,
down.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Winner, winner. I'm glad everybody liked it. So overall, obviously, I believe Hell's Basement approves.
I would say it's the most approved movie so far. Fuck yeah, dude.
So that ends this week's episode. Thanks for listening, everyone. Join us again in 2 weeks for Jenna's movie pick, Tim Burton's 2007 film, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. You can follow us on Instagram at Hell's Basement Podcast. If you want to yell stuff at us, shoot us an email at hellsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, stay dark, motherfuckers.